Correlation Conference in San Diego, California, with On Approach's very own Paula Black. How are you, Paul?
I'm doing awesome, Mike. Yeah, feeling good. Loving California. Enjoying San Diego and Mission Bay.
Not too bad here. Not too bad. Sun's out. And you just gave a presentation. You want to give folks a quick 411 on what it was all about?
Well, first of all, thrilled to be here at the Correlation Conference. Thrilled to be working with our clients on analytics. So that's just a great opportunity for us. And I had a session. It was actually inspired by Think.
Last week.
And I really got inspired by the Columbia professor, his presentation on digital transformation. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I was just floored by what Domino's has done over since 2008.
Yeah.
And so I actually brought that message here to the conference today.
Oh, cool.
And just try to get the point across, that for the industry right now, it's about digital transformation,
mm-hmm.
right? They need to make that digital transformation.
Yep.
And then if you look at the survey results that they had pulled at the Think Conference, mm-hmm. I think credit unions realized they need to do something. It's just overcoming that inertia, right? That internal thing that kind of keeps people back, budgets, and I need an ROI on this thing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's what's holding folks back. But I think people understand, if you don't start engaging with your members digitally and giving them information that's very useful to them,
mm-hmm.
and helping them in their daily lives, you're not going to be able to compete,
right?
Because there's lots of other people trying to think about that right now,
mm-hmm.
and now's the time with we've got a great base of members. Now's the time to be really accelerating the strategy. So I think digital transformation is my new thing.
All right.
Right. How do we help credit unions digitally transform?
And because, like you said, it's a necessity. It's almost like evolve or die type of thing.
Yeah, and we're not the only part of that. I mean, there's a cultural part of it. We're the technology side of it, which
mm-hmm.
is fueled by data.
Mm-hmm.
So we're one piece, but I mean, we're a good, we're a foundational piece,
mm-hmm.
right? I like to quote John Best when he says, data and analytics is the rocket fuel for digital transformation.
And I agree.
And I completely agree with that.
Yeah. What are a couple of takeaways from your presentation that you'd like to share for folks out there?
I think, collaboration,
mm-hmm.
right? The only way we're going to handle analytics is collaboration. You think about predictive analytics, what's required for that, handling big data. And that's why I think doing this as a CUSO
mm-hmm.
For the entire industry is the only way that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Credit unions, except for the very large ones, they
mm-hmm.
can't handle this on their own.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd really try to get that message across.
Okay.
And also inspiring the creativity of credit unions, Imagine everybody on a common analytics platform. Credit unions can actually create stuff and share with each other great analytic ideas or great ways to engage with members
mm-hmm.
if you've got a common platform. So really talking about this collaboration platform and sharing, to win this battle.
Mm-hmm. Where are we going with analytics? Because 5 years ago, it was just in the IT department. It was like in the server room. But now every department is talking about it.
Yep.
And where are we headed with it? I mean, it's embedded in Correlation's Keystone system now, and we're talking about it every time there's an opportunity. So where are we headed with it? I mean, there's predictive analytics. There's all
yep.
sorts of analytics out there. Where are we headed?
So I think right now you're going to see AI. The machine learning
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
is really going to take hold. I think because it learns from data, gets better at it.
Mm-hmm.
But let me go back one step to quote. Analytics has traditionally been an IT project,
right.
which is one of 50 IT projects.
Mm-hmm.
It needs to be right now elevated to a key competitive strategy
mm-hmm.
for the credit union.
It's in the marketing department.
Absolutely. It's in everywhere.
Yeah,
the CEO's got to be talking about it, marketing, lending, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And that analytics is how you engage with your members. And I keep reminding folks that if you look at the number of members in a credit union, about less than 10% of them are generating 80% of the net income. You lose that 10%, you're in trouble.
Yeah.
It doesn't take much. And so what we got to do is, if analytics is a strategy, digital transformation is, we've got to find new ways to improve that. And at the end of the day, what it's about is being able to give people what they want that's helping them at that given moment, right? That's what we're being conditioned to do, and that's what we have to do, and analytics has to be part of that across all departments.
You're a popular guy right now because I think a lot of people really want to know and understand and really thoroughly digest this topic I'm very sought after person right now. So thank you for all that you're doing for the industry right now. So, but it just must be like almost making your head spin with how fast things are moving.
It is, and I get challenged by John Best. He's always throwing new ideas at me.
It's
like, John, I haven't got time for that right
Slow
now.
Slow down.
And we banter back and forth on that. But I think it is very exciting. I love it. And I actually put up a slide. I said, right now we got 25% of the members in the U.S. population wise, but we only have 6% of the actual market share.
Mm-hmm.
what if we had 25% of market share by 2021, yeah. right? Let's set a big, hairy, audacious goal and said, we are going to get to 25% by 2021. Mm-hmm. You know, and that to me, that's inspiring. And I were saying at dinner last night, there's great people in this industry. I want to see it do well.
Yeah, I agree. One last thing before we head out. Let's give you an AXFI plug.
Yeah, so we're counting down to AXFI. We are almost...
A couple of weeks?
Yeah,
three
a couple weeks away. We're actually close to running out of space here. We got some spots left, and I'm trying to say, if you are interested and you want to join this movement, come and join us, because it's going to be just, I'm very excited about the conference. It's going to be a great conference.
Indeed. Very cool stuff. Paul, always a pleasure.
All right.
Thank you very much, man. Okay. Well done. Keep up the good work.